In any capacity, he's a symbol, an icon. Maybe he's an icon created by the Japanese people in order to enact their victimhood. Because your thoughts that you have, they have forms, they take shape. You can create your own monsters in order to deal with pain, and the monster feeds on your own victimhood. Your thoughts have shapes. Fear and victimhood are ugly and nondescript monsters. So is Godzilla. It's not Godzilla who's the monster. It is the fear of the people he terrorizes. You can say no to the fear. You can say no to the victimhood. You can say no to the weakness, and you can say no to the anger. The monster is in your mind. Godzilla is a myth. You can let go of him. You do not need to be afraid. You do not need to cower as the beast approaches you. Even the good monsters, monsters like Mothra, the protector of the destroyed island of Mothra, are crutches for those who are afraid. We are here to help you. If you understand the path of your own illusion, you can begin to understand your victimhood as being a universal victimhood, your loneliness as being the cosmic loneliness, your anger as being a myth. We must move past the Godzilla place.